Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the April 25th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's tip off in Cairo, Egypt, where the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, resumes its third season on Wednesday. Al Ahly of Egypt will host Pharaoh Viário de Beira of Mozambique in the opening Nile Conference game. On Thursday, there will be two more Nile Conference games. Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, or SLAC, of Guinea will play Cape Town Tigers of South Africa. And City Oilers of Uganda will go against 2022 BAL finalist Petro de Luanda of Angola. All of the games will be played at the Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex in Cairo. The BAL games will continue through May 6th, and the top four teams in the six-team Nile Conference will advance to the BAL playoffs next month in Kigali, Rwanda. They will join Abidjan Basketball Club of Ivory Coast, AS Douan of Senegal, Rwanda Energy Group, and Stade Malien of Mali, which qualified for the playoffs last month during Sahara Conference play in Dakar, Senegal. The BAL's head of league operations, Ruben Bumche, sizes up the Nile Conference competition.
I think on paper, a lot of people like look at the Nile Conference as being maybe tougher than what the Sahara Conference was, but I expect the competition just to be very, very good, very competitive, just like we saw here in the Sahara Conference. I think the level of teams has risen throughout the continent, as we witness here in the Sahara Conference. So we know there's a lot of excitement in the air. A lot of teams have gone and done a lot of preparation before getting, you know, to the Nile Conference when we start soon. So I expect a really high level of play, a lot of enthusiasm, fair competition as well, and just hopefully fantastic season also in Egypt to continue to raise the level of play in Africa.
The BAL's head of league operations, Ruben Bumche, is from Cameroon, but he has ties to Washington, D.C. That's right. Ruben played college basketball for Georgetown University here in Washington. He then turned professional and played three seasons for the NBA's Portland Trailblazers team, as well as several European clubs.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The Voice of America is a proud broadcasting partner of the Basketball Africa League. Please join me and my VOA colleague, Action Jackson Vunganyi, for our special BAL pregame show on Wednesday at 1530 GMT UTC. And then at 1600 GMT UTC, we'll have the opening Nile Conference game between Al Ahly and CFV Beira right here on The Voice of America. Both Al Ahly and Beira have proud histories. Beira was founded almost 100 years ago. In 2022 and 2023, Beira won its fourth and fifth national championships, led by league most valuable player, Will Perry. The 29-year-old Perry is from the United States, and he'll definitely be a player to watch on Wednesday in Cairo. Meanwhile, Al Ahly's history goes back more than 100 years. The Egyptian multi-sports club was founded in 1907. Al Ahly began its basketball journey in 1921 when the club dedicated a playground for its members to play basketball. In 1930, Al Ahly's first official basketball team was formed.
Sporty greetings. This is Liz Mills, head coach of Abidjan Basketball Club of Cote d'Ivoire. You are listening to Sunnyside of Sports on the Voice of America.
Season 3 of the Basketball Africa League is here. Coming up on April 26th, Nile Conference action tips off in Cairo, Egypt. Local favorite Al Ahly of Egypt will host Ferroviario de Beira of Mozambique in the opening Nile Conference game. We'll be broadcasting that game and other Nile Conference encounters right here on The Voice of America. The Voice of America will once again be flexing its multilingual broadcasting muscles. We've been broadcasting the BAL games on radio in English, French, Bambara, Portuguese, and Kinyarwanda. Multilingual broadcasting muscles. Yes, the Voice of America has them. And we urge you to tune in when Nile Conference action begins on April 26th in Cairo, Egypt. The Basketball Africa League, right here on The Voice of America. As the Basketball Africa League gets ready to tip off its Nile Conference games, what's the mood like in Cairo? That's the question Iron Mike Mbonye posed to the secretary of the Egyptian National Olympic Committee, Sharif Alarian.
The mood is great in Egypt and Cairo. Everyone awaiting this conference and hoping for Ahly Club to step up and make it to the finals.
The Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex in Cairo is the venue of the Nile Conference Games of the Men's Africa Basketball League. How significant is this venue?
As for the Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex, it is one of the newest sports complexes in Egypt, in Cairo, and the most up-to-date, and it's a great place to have the competition. It's also near the Pyramids area, which is a very nice historical place.
Football is the most popular game in Africa. How popular is basketball in Egypt?
As for the football being the most popular game in Africa, it's the most popular game in the world, actually. And, of course, in Egypt, it is the most popular also. Basketball used to be the number two sport in Egypt back in the 70s, 80s, 60s, up to the beginning of the 2000s. But it was passed by handball. And this was due to the great achievements of handball on the international level, whether the Olympics, which we finished fourth, the last Olympics in Tokyo, or even the World Championships, where we won in the junior and the youth categories. We are world champions. But basketball is gaining popularity again. So happy Eid to everyone, and hope to see you again soon.
That's Sharif Alarian, Secretary General of the Egyptian National Olympic Committee. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Cairo, Egypt.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
The Basketball Africa League's Elevate program, simply put, is designed to elevate teenage players based at the NBA Academy Africa in Senegal, by allowing them to play with and against older professional players in the BAL. One of the BAL Elevate players is the 19-year-old Nigerian big man, Ruben Chinyelu. Ruben is playing for playoff-bound Stade Malien of Mali during this third BAL season. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, my VOA colleague Mukbil Yabaro asks Ruben about his experience at the NBA Academy Africa.
NBA Academy, it's a really great program. It helps, you know, it helps develop players, you know, like starting from the foundation, because, you know, in Africa here we have so many talented players all over the continent, but they've been able to get that good structure, good foundation on how to establish, you know, being a basketball player, especially if you are aspiring to be in the big league like NBA. So NBA Academy here has set us with a good foundation. You know, they taught us things that we need to know and what we need to do and you know, when we ought to do it. Like you know, like different, like me, example, from me from Nigeria, I played in Nigeria, but I never played using like a set play. So we just go and we play. But when I came into the academy, it was different because now everybody has their own role, what to do. So you have this person, okay, he does this, this guy does this. So everybody knows that role and they know what to do. And now you have plays, you adult, because it's mostly the basic information is mostly what you see in every program you go to, because it's basketball, it's the same language. So being able to get all this information, it helps us keep us ready for what comes ahead. Playing in the BAL, it has been amazing, you know, playing the second season and then the third season, it has really been a good thing. And I'm really happy and opportune, you know, to be able to have that opportunity and be able to play in BAL. And it's really good because the way we've been taught here in the academy prepared us, because now you're going to play with other pros team who, like, you don't know them. Some don't even speak English, so they speak right. French. Like last year, I played with Ferroviário de Beira, who they speak Portuguese. So, but because I don't speak Portuguese, I speak English. So because of the you know, what I've been taught in the academy, the knowledge I know about basketball, so it's the same thing. So I just go there when the coach is talking or saying, I already know what he's saying, because it demonstrating you do this, you do that. Okay, I already know it, but probably it might be, you might say it in another language. Like in terms of language differences, you might say it's language, but seeing it already, okay, I know that I've done this, so yeah, I could do it. Yeah, it helps keep us ready and being able to, you know, what to do when you're on the road, like your recovery, getting your rest, you know, how to stay hydrated and things like that. It has really helped all the elite players in this performing in the BAL. So it set up a good structure for us, which is really good because it makes us, you know what we need to do, and, you know, keeps us accountable to whatever we have to do and what we have to do.
I like the fact that you brought up your last season team CFV, and now you're playing for Stade Malien this season, and you guys finished at the top of the Sahara Conference. Amazing work. What do you think has been the cause of the success for the Stade Malien side?
The reason why we came out successful and we played really good to be able to be at the top at the in our conference is because we played together and we learned from our differences, from our mistakes, I mean to say. And, we don't know each other that much because, like me, I'm just coming in. Like, I practiced with them, I think, two or three times before we started the tournament. And, you know, the coaches, I didn't get to play along with the coaches. And I think it was so for some other players there. But being able to play our first game and see what we could do together, see our mistakes and know how to adjust it. So I think it makes build up more chemistry for our team. And then we go ahead with the second game, the third game. So we just keep on adjusting to what the game gives us and trying to fill out our loopholes, you know, try to fill up the gaps and keep going, just learning from our mistake and, you know, keep developing, trusting our team, our teammates, you know, building our team chemistry. Yeah, we just keep believing in our teammates because that's very important. Because, like, you know, once you know your teammates and you play with him, you know what he could do when he's on the court. So if I know what you're going to do, bring on to the court, he knows what I'm going to bring. The other guy knows what he's going to bring. So it makes everybody feel good when you're on the court because now you know you could do this. Okay, you know he could do this. You know he's going to go help. You know he's going to, he got your back. You know he's going to do this. He's going to do that. So being able to, you know, bond together, play those games and learn from our mistake and correct it and keep going, know how to, you know, be together on the court.
To me personally, what I've noticed is your team had a very young core, right? You have you have Aliyu Diarra, you have Suleiman Berte. They're both, like, I believe 21 and 22 as well. Talk to me about what advantages a younger team possesses over some of the older teams. We have some of the guys that are in their 30s. Even I believe some players were in their 40s in this league. So younger guys, what do you feel like there's the advantage that you guys had going into it?
The advantages that I think we have is, like, we run. Like, you know, we're young, we can run, you know, we can pick up the space, you know, we can move on defense, you know. So it's something that helps us because, you know, once you have young, once you have, like, young players with you that could run, that could play defense, you know, that could bring in the energy on the court, it helps set another tone for the team because now, you know, when he's on the court, he's going to do everything he got to do to make sure that he, you know, that the team gets the win. So, like, being able to play with young players, it's really efficient because it helps us, like, you know, help us in our fast break, you know, playing good defense, getting stops, and our fast break splashing out, running down coast to coast. You know, that was really good because we're young, everybody can run, everybody can move, so it's not like we're dragging while we're playing. So it was really good for us, you know, because we're young, everybody could run.
Fan perspective, everybody really liked the youthful aspect of Stade Malien. You guys came out of nowhere and played an amazing season. Just to switch gears a little bit, you recently signed with Washington State. Talk to me about what that process was like. And Washington State, for those who don't know, is a NCAA Division I team. And you were heavily recruited from, you know, the Florida Gators to, I believe, Tennessee, as well as University of Memphis. You know, Penny Hardaway is my favorite, one of my favorite players all time, you know. Unfortunately, you didn't go with them. But tell me what made you pick Washington State.
The reason I picked Washington State was, like, it was quite diverse school. Like, you know, you have different people from different parts of the world, you know. So being able to go there, you know, see new people, learn new things, learn new culture, and be able to make new friends. And the most thing that stand out for me was, like, the way they play. The way they play and execute. So I see myself fitting into their program, and I think it was somewhere I need to be because I might feel like I need to be there because I like everything about there. And they had a good, amazing coaching staff. And keep putting it, all the school I visited were really amazing. Their coaching staff were amazing, you know. But at the end of the day, you just have to pick up one school and go to one school. But my heart went for Washington State, and I know that's the place for me. That's why I picked Washington State.
Honestly speaking, you have to go with what works for you, man. So I'm glad you found Washington State. I know we are all going to be excited to see you play there. As for some of your goals, your future goals for basketball in your basketball journey, what are some of those goals?
My goals is to make it to the league. And the biggest of all is to be able to bring a big change in Africa in terms of creating a tournament which will be host in the continent Africa, like during summertime, just like AAU. Then you have players from different parts of the continent coming in to play, like teams bringing in players to play. So that way scouts will be able to come see, watch them play, and hopefully to be able to be televised, and you know, people will be seeing and seeing the talents here in Africa, because I believe there's a lot of talent in Africa, but because of this, lack of infrastructure and no opportunities. So a lot of people get to, you know, don't get that opportunity. So I think something like that, we bring a big change because there's a lot of smart kids in this in Africa, not just only play like sports-wise, like they are smart. So I think they could use the opportunity to also get, you know, go to school while playing basketball. So, you know, just trying to create options for kids here from Africa, because I know that Africa got a lot of talent and it needs to be out there in the world for everyone to see. So that's my goal. Hopefully someday I'll be able to do that.
Yeah, man, that's amazing. Honestly, from a 19-year-old to hear that these are your goals to help back on the continent is amazing. It's been great to have you on Voice of America. We will be watching you carefully in the playoffs, man. Best of luck.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That's Nigerian basketball player Ruben Chinyelu. Ruben is playing for Stade Malien of Mali during this third season of the Men's Basketball Africa League. And Ruben spoke with my VOA colleague, Mukbil Yabaro, from Dakar, Senegal. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In the National Basketball Association playoffs, the Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers both scored victories Monday night to take 3-1 leads in their best of 7 first round series. In Miami, Florida, the Heat beat the top seeded Milwaukee Bucks after a club record and career high scoring performance by Jimmy Butler. The AP's Stephen Coolbaugh reports.
Jimmy Butler scored a career-high 56 points, tying the fourth-best scoring performance ever in an NBA playoff game, and the Heat roared back from 14 points down in the final quarter to stun the Milwaukee Bucks 119-114. Butler's 56 points surpassed LeBron James' total of 49 in 2014 as the most in a playoff game in Heat history.
I think this is where all the, like, best players, they show up and they show out.
Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds for the Bucks. Miami took a 3-1 lead over top-seeded Milwaukee in their Eastern Conference first-round series. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Thanks, Geffen. Now let's go to Los Angeles, where the NBA's all-time leading scorer, LeBron James, sparked the Los Angeles Lakers to a dramatic overtime victory. The AP's Mark Myers reports from Los Angeles.
In an overtime thriller, the Lakers beat the Grizzlies in Game 4, 117-111. LeBron James scored the tying layup in the last second of regulation to send the game to OT. He finished with 20 points and 20 rebounds.
You know, just trying to be as great as I can be offensively, but even more important on the defensive end. And so that was the... kind of the mindset tonight.
Austin Reeves scored 23. Desmond Bane was high man for the Grizzlies with 36. Ja Morant had 19. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Thanks, Mark. More NBA news. Lauri Markkanen, an all-star forward from Finland, has won the NBA's Most Improved Player Award. In his first season with the Utah Jazz, the 25-year-old Markkanen averaged 25.6 points in 66 games. That's a 73% increase over his scoring average last season with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I have to give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Markkanen's nickname, which pays tribute to his homeland. It's the Finisher. The Finisher finished first in the voting by 100 writers and broadcasters who cover the NBA. Congratulations to Lauri Markkanen of Finland, the NBA's Most Improved Player. More NBA news. Former Boston Celtics coach and Nigerian national team player Ime Udoka will reportedly be the next head coach of the NBA's Houston Rockets team. Once again, Here's Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Houston Rockets are set to name Ime Udoka as the team's new head coach, a source tells the Associated Press. The 45-year-old Udoka spent one season as the coach of the Boston Celtics, leading the team to an NBA Finals appearance last season. However, Udoka was suspended by the Celtics for the 2022-23 season after a months-long investigation found multiple violations of team policy. The Celtics officially parted ways with Udoka in February while naming interim Joe Mazzulla as head coach. Udoka will replace Steven Silas in Houston following the Rockets' 22-60 season. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, Sudan is in turmoil as fighting rages between the Sudanese government troops and the paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces. Foreign nationals and Sudanese civilians are fleeing the country after several failed ceasefire attempts. Join me, Heidi Adams, for an in-depth look at the crisis in Sudan on the next Straight Talk Africa, this Wednesday at 18:30 UTC.
Now let's go to Windhoek, Namibia, where Vita Angela wraps up Tuesday's all basketball-themed Sunny Side of Sports. And Vita tells us about a basketball program for children in Namibia.
Manny Amukoshi helps coach at-risk boys and girls at the basketball artist school in Namibia. But the 24-year-old didn't start out as a coach.
I've joined the program as a rookie, as a beneficiary. After graduating my BAS foundation program, I joined as a contributor to give back as a contributor at BAS.
The school, which is supported by the government and funded by mostly German donors, has for more than a decade taught basketball and life skills to youths up to 21 years old. The life skills classes are centered on challenges the youth confront, such as conflict resolution in a healthy manner, the harmful effects of alcohol and drug abuse in the community, sexual and gender-based violence, and teenage pregnancy, and how it can be avoided. Former basketball player for the University of Namibia's Tomahawks, Malakia Matias, is program's coordinator. He says they also offer morning daycare for 5-year-olds and under, which includes meals, learning, and games.
And then after that, around 12 to 1 o'clock, we prepare ourselves to take our aftercare children and also the rookies. They immediately come in, they get fed, and then from there they have a meeting, and then after that is tutorials. After tutorials is sports, basketball training to be specific.
In Namibia, learners attend school from 7 in the morning till 1 o'clock, which makes the aftercare program very important to keep these boys and girls engaged during the afternoon. Tiffany Kwases is a contributor to the program and gives after-school lessons to reinforce what the children learn at school. She also helps them with homework and to prepare for exams.
Remember when the plates move apart, like far away from each other, magma rises, right, and creates a new
volcano.
Okay, volcanoes can be formed.
German basketball expert Frank Albin founded the Basketball Artist School when he came to Namibia to assist Namibia's Basketball Federation with technical and skills development. The school has 5 staff and 15 volunteers, like Nelle Sophie Reinhardt from Germany.
Our rookies learn, for example, to play as a team, also to be, to always want to reach their goals. They're here to improve, and they're learning how that they have to set themselves goals, and then they can reach them. So basketball is helping them to improve also, like, just for themselves as a person, but as a team also.
Programs coordinator Matthias says if it wasn't for the Basketball Artist School, most youth in the community would not have access to basketball or the meals, support, and life skills training the school provides. Vita Angula for VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.
And that wraps up the April 25th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
from VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.